Hi, I'm Dave Scott. Welcome to Living by the Words of God. We must know that our natural goodness is not enough. The good efforts of a good man or a good woman are not enough. The moral efforts of a moral man or a moral woman are not enough. When I approach the words of God, I must identify my natural tendencies toward what is right and good as insufficient in the eyes of God, falling short of God's glory. Sometimes what we believe to be God's truth is merely man's morality and good intentions dressed up in their Sunday best. The natural man, 1 Corinthians 2:14. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. The person described here is the good man, possibly a very religious person, the excellent neighbor, the wonderful co-worker. This person is fallen, but exhibits the best of the image of God. This person may attend a Bible study, and speak highly of the Bible, and find many good principles to live by. The natural man is limited in his goodness to what helps now, in this life, on earth. If being religious helps him to have a better life now, then fine, but he is not capable of living in view of eternity. This good person cannot receive the things of the Spirit of God, because they are foolishness to him. They are beyond his faithless horizon. The natural man sees the things of God as supplementary, but not essential. But it takes more than a passing interest in the Bible, or a cordial nod to hear the essential things of life. Natural man's spiritual receptor is broken. He cannot receive the things of the Spirit of God. Have you ever known that wonderful person who instantly constructs a wall at the mention of spiritual things? You think this person is so good, surely he will be interested in the things of God, but he isn't. Tragic though it may be, he cannot accept what he believes to be foolishness. Until this good person realizes he is blind and sick and sinful, his perception of God will only be the best effort of his imagination. Dave Scott, Living by the Words of God.com.